Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. It's a new week, so we're introducing our topic, and right now we're in a series called Pioneer Story. We're working through the Book of Acts, a book in the Bible that tells the story of the very first Christians organizing themselves as a new Christian community called the Church. This week in particular, we're talking about Pioneer Pork, kind of a strange title, I know, but we're going to be talking about how the early Christians, who had all been Jews, related to the dietary laws that they had grown up with, and whether they were going to have to follow them, and most importantly, whether new converts from other religions were going to have to follow those dietary rules as well. Our daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus as part of a busy commuter lifestyle. And if you've never explored Christianity before, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course. It would be a great introduction to the basic concepts that these challenges build on. We follow a rhythm to our week, where every Monday we introduce a new idea, every Tuesday we study it in the Bible, every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms us, every Thursday we try to apply and live it out, and then Friday's a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday's a day for rest, and Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. Well, I remember when I was in university, a friend of mine invited about a dozen friends to join her for a ski weekend in Vermont at her family's ski house. It was an amazing opportunity. They had a great house. It's going to be some of the best skiing I'd ever done in my life, and I was thrilled to go. There was just one set of house rules to follow. No food could come into the house. We were asked not to bring meals, not to bring snacks. We'd eat out as a group of friends at restaurants, and then she'd provide some snacks that we could pay her back for. The reason was that they were a kosher household. As an observant Jewish family, they wanted to keep their kitchen free of anything that would be considered unclean in their religion. That would definitely have included anything with pork in it, any kind of hot dogs with pork, mixing any kind of cheese together with meat, certain shellfish. All these things are not allowed in a Jewish household. Would have made them and their household unclean. They didn't want that to happen. So they asked us to simply observe their house rules, even though the majority of us were not Jewish ourselves, and not bring any food in that might risk contaminating their household and causing them some religious concern. For a Christian like me to enter their home and enjoy their hospitality, or for any non-Jew for that matter, to enter their home and enjoy their hospitality, this family had some house rules to follow. No, they weren't my rules. It wasn't my usual custom to avoid pork and to avoid mixing cheese and meat and those kinds of things, but it was theirs. And so to enjoy their hospitality, I observed their house rules and adapted in order to have fellowship with that family. Well, this week we're going to be exploring why Christians don't follow those dietary laws, even though they're found in the Old Testament part of the Bible, what Christians call the Word of God. So why don't Christians follow those rules? We're going to explore it this week. But first, I've got a question I'd love for you to consider and hopefully to share your thoughts with some friends, some colleagues, somebody you commute with maybe, just somebody else in your life who you could explore these daily challenges with. I hope you'll share your thoughts and discussion with them. Here's your question. Have you ever visited a home, a place of worship, or a country where you were asked to comply with certain religious practices? Share that story with your group. We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.